Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy's a longtime, 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president for Commercial Finance Group out of Atlanta, Georgia. He is one of the top experts in our world on helping people access the capital they need to grow their business. And he's our good friend Tracy. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So Tracy, I want to get your thoughts on an area that I've been talking about for a long time, and only recently did I discover I didn't know something that I thought I knew. I've been telling people, young small business owners, for a long time, you know, if you have to borrow money online, if you can't get it from a local bank, a community bank, or a credit union, or somewhere, if you have to borrow money from a bank, from somebody else online, for example, you're going to pay, I was telling them, you're going to pay 12, 13, 14, 15% interest. And I said, if you have to do that, okay, but do that as you're hurrying as fast as you can to make yourself credit worthy so you can get back down to the levels that you can afford. Like a bank is going to charge you, you know, 4, 5, 6 over prime maybe, but that's still only 8 or 9%. And you can handle that. But Tracy, I interviewed somebody the other day, one time, they'll never be back because I don't want to tell people about this kind of lending. He told me their rate was closer to 36%. This is some of the fintech stuff,
I'll give you a bigger jolt than that.
Tracy, I'm going to tell you, I'm saying it right now, folks, that is prohibitive. If you have to borrow money at that level, you might as well just clock in tomorrow. What do you think, Tracy?
We're helping a client right now. Unfortunately, in order for her to get away from the debt, she's having to file Chapter 11.
Wow. But
she has three companies that have all what they call stacked MCA loans, one behind the other.
Tell them what an MCA loan is.
So Merchant Cash Advance, and what they do is it's one of these online, you know, apply today, we'll fund you tomorrow. The only thing that they look at is 90 days to 180 days of bank statements. They evaluate what the throughput of deposits that you've got on your account. And then they've got a formula where they will more or less, what I've determined is they take 60 to 80% of the throughput of deposits is what they'll advance you. Then in the agreement, they'll grant you, or you'll grant them the ability for them to access your account and reverse ACH payments weekly or daily.
And sometimes, daily, and that's where it really gets expensive.
Well, and when you take the imputed cost, because what they come up with a repayment formula, it's not amortized out over, 2 or 3 years. It's amortized out over 12 months, but they shorten it down to 8 months. And when you take the actual cost, 36% is on the cheap side, Jim. I've seen 100%.
Wow.
It is gutting small business right
now. Do you agree with me that if that's where you have to go? I mean, there was a time, Tracy, where there was factoring, and we all knew factoring was expensive. I always knew that factoring in the old days was a desperate move, but at least you could get out. You could work your way out of factoring. Some people could. A lot of times, if you went to factoring, you were already on your deathbed anyway. But some people got out of it. But if you've got to pay this kind of rate, if this is where you are, you have a business that's already dead. You just don't know it. What do you think?
Well, here's what gets lost with the concept of factoring, which is still relatively strong today. Factoring, you're not just borrowing the capital. Factoring is also you're laying off certain aspects of the receivables management and credit risk. So when you sold that invoice, you're selling it to the factor.
That's right.
And the factor is taking the credit risk and responsibility and collection.
Mm-hmm.
So the business owner technically could look at their full-time employment and perhaps reduce by one or two
That's
people,
right.
depending on the velocity of what they factor. So that cost comes out of the balance, the profit and loss statement from the standpoint of overhead. But with these guys in these MCA loans, there is no savings.
That's right.
No,
I got to take a quick break, Tracy, but that was the point. Yeah, I want to make sure people understood that, you know, factoring still could be a way to go, but this is another level of desperation that, folks, if you get to that level, you're done. Twenty Teal, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.